This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Daily Digest. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with Juliet Jacobs and T. Xiao Yik. And now on to our second story.
Yeah, so in our second story, we're actually going to be looking at Greta Gerwig's film adaptation of Little Women, which has been attracting mostly women audiences. So we're asking you over on Twitter, over on our BFM poll, are men less likely to enjoy stories about women? So far, about 58% of you have said yes, while another 41, almost 42% of you have said no. So continue to share your thoughts. You can always tweet us at BFM Radio. You can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. You can also call us at 03-7733-2900. So if you love that story of Meg, Joe, Beth and Amy, then you're probably really waiting to watch Gerwig's version.
I am.
Yeah, me too. The trailer is amazing. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then it's time for you to revisit your childhood reading list and look for Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
I loved that as well. Growing up, I read it over and over again. And, for those of you familiar, let me just refresh your memory. It's a story set against the Civil War. Although it actually is really more about the lives of these four young women coming of age at a time when women were very much still constrained by societal expectations of their roles and the expected behaviors from them. It's a story, yes, about values, values like family and independence and strength. Admittedly, it's underpinned by the idea of what it means to be a sort of a good charitable Christian person in that time. But I think what many of us remember and have taken away from it are the themes about young girls basically struggling to find their identity and their place in society. So here's a clip from the movie trailer that really sums up the journey of these four March sisters.
A new play written by Miss Jo March.
They have minds and they have souls as well as just hearts.
I want to be great or nothing.
And they've got ambition and they've got talent as well as just beauty. And I'm so sick of people saying that love is just all a woman is fit for. I'm so sick of it.
So that was the trailer.
I can just imagine people like my husband cringing at it. I must say, even before we have the discussion, I already know.
Meanwhile, I watched it and teared up completely. So just the trailer, not even the movie.
So yeah, I think that's going to set the stage for our discussion, right? I mean, this is a movie. It was released last December in the US. Hasn't come to Malaysian screens yet. Hopefully it will soon. It stars really strong female actors like Emma Watson playing Meg, Saoirse Ronan playing, of course, the famous Joe, Laura Dern playing the mother, and Meryl Streep as Aunt March. So, I mean, Juliet, you say maybe some men will be cringing at it. Male critics have been looking upon it very favourably. The movie itself has a 95% score on Rotten Tomatoes.
And here are some of the reviews. So Anthony Lane from The New Yorker said, "Though we can't foretell whether time will be cruel or kind to Gerwig's Little Women, it may just be the best film yet made by an American woman." David Rooney from The Hollywood Reporter said, "Gerwig has taken a treasured perennial of popular American literature and reshaped it for a new generation, which should give the captivating film a long shelf life." And the most resounding endorsement was actually that Barack Obama listed it as one of his favorite movies of 2019.
But there's a catch. The movie may not really ping on many people's radar, especially if you weren't a huge fan of the book to begin with, because it hasn't been receiving much hype this awards season.
Yeah, already there are reports that men aren't watching the movie. According to Vanity Fair, at early public screenings of Little Women, the audience was mostly women. It's estimated that there was one man for every two women going to watch it. And equally important, there aren't enough men from the voting memberships of Hollywood award ceremonies. These are the people who decide whether a movie is award worthy.
Yeah. So the film's producer, Amy Pascal, told Vanity Fair that it was clear in the first place men weren't even coming to the screenings in droves. And she also says it's even possible those who were sent the screener DVDs did not even watch them. However, she believes that it's an unconscious bias on the part of the men and not an actual malicious outright rejection. And she says that this unconscious bias is what drives voters to decide in their minds, not consciously, but it does make them choose which kinds of stories are important to them and which they feel are less important to them.
Yeah. Mm.
So the filmmakers are worried that what this means is that the movie won't get many nominations or awards during the current award season. For example, the Academy Awards or the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Mm. And in fact, you know, at the Golden Globe Awards that just happened on Sunday, the movie only garnered 2 nominations and no wins. And the nominations were for Best Actress in a Motion Picture, Drama, and Best Original Score.
Mm.
So when asked about the lack of the women filmmaker nominees, Lorenzo Soria, who is the president of the Hollywood Foreign Association, Foreign Press Association, which gives out the Golden Globes, so he said, what happened is that we don't vote by gender, we vote by film and accomplishment.
You know, but then that statement presumes that the voters are basically watching all potential contender films instead of already excluding some on the basis that they're simply not relevant to them. And as we've seen, there's evidence to show that this isn't the case. So to look at whether Little Women, and we're not talking just about the movie, but also the book, whether that's a story that a wider audience can relate to, I spoke to Fong Min Han from independent bookstore Lit Book earlier today. And again, our conversation is based on the book rather than just the film. But I started by first asking him when he first read the book.
I mean, I think the first time I read the story was probably when I was a child, actually, because I came from a family who emphasized a lot on reading the classics when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the thing is, as a child, you really don't appreciate a lot of the themes. And I had to revisit Little Women again in university.
Mm-hmm.
I read it for a university course, and I probably dipped into it again and again over the years, looking at particular passages. But I don't think I've read it fully from cover to cover since university.
Mm.
Now, as a child, I remember reading the book and enjoying it. And I think at university, it was for a feminism course, and we did a much closer study of the text itself. And I remember there being very rich ground for analysis, especially about expectations of women's behavior and the tension between women's behavior and women's needs and expectations and things like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked it, but it's frankly not one of my favorite classics of all time.
But for, especially I think since you read it in university as part of a course, you know, if you were to take perceptions of your course mates at the time, and I mm-hmm. hope there were equal numbers of men and women, how would you gauge overall the acceptance of Little Women as a story that could relate to both men and women?
Okay, yes, I would say that generally it was my female friends who tended to enjoy the book more, whereas my male friends did not. But I would say that this is probably true of most female-oriented or female-focused texts, especially character studies. I think when it comes to books that sort of reveal something about the character of a person based on their experiences, be it adversity or whatever it is, there needs to be a quality of being relatable. There needs to be a quality of the reader being able to relate to the protagonist. And whether or not the lives of a group of 4 young girls is relatable to men is probably what we're discussing right now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because as it is, there are so few, let's say, female-driven narratives, right? So
mm-hmm.
The larger readership has, for the most part, so women mostly have to read male narratives as well.
Yes.
So then doesn't this kind of perception just keep perpetuating this gender divide?
I don't think readers, men readers or women readers, I don't think that we consciously stereotype against books based on the gender of the protagonist. But at the same time, though, I mean, I can see a point, and if I were to recommend the book Little Women to one of my male customers, it would probably elicit a reaction like, hey, I don't really want to read a book about the lives of 4 young girls in, you know, 19th century America. That's really not something that sounds interesting to me. But having said that, though, I mean, it's difficult to
If you take a story about four young boys coming of age, a Lord of the Flies or something, okay, perhaps it's a bit extreme, but and you can't say that women don't read those stories, because we do.
Right, but Lord of the Flies is perhaps not the best example, because there is that plot element involved in the book as well that sort of sells it to the reader, right? It's about a group of young boys stranded in a desert island, and and they have to come face to face with what it means to turn feral.
If there were
a male analog to Little Women.
Mm-hmm.
The only one I can think of is actually something like John Williams' Stoner. It's a 1960s novel about a rural farm boy who falls in love with literature and becomes a professor. And with like Little Women, the plot isn't the most important part of the story. Mm-hmm. Just as in Little Women, don't get me wrong, I know things happen in Little Women, and I think that it's a really, really, it provides really good insight into the lives and mannerisms of life at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the plot isn't really the key part.
Yeah.
What's really important is the way that each of those girls develop, and you see changes to their character.
Yeah.
But character studies, like even John Williams' Stoner, for example, is really hard to push to a male audience generally as a rule of thumb. I'm not sure if this is just because that men, there are certain stereotypes, there are certain types of readings that men just don't read.
Mm-hmm.
And compounding this difficulty is that I deal mainly with a Malaysian readership. I deal with Malaysian readers. And what that means is that the Malaysian male reader is generally of Asian descent, and their relatability to a story set in America, in the West, is already difficult enough as it is, and then you dial it back two centuries, it becomes all that much even harder to make it interesting to them.
I don't know. I mean, because if that were the basis, you could say that would be the case for any historical period fiction, right? Which is still hugely popular. It does seem to just come back to the fact that because it's a story about four young women, it sort of closes a door for male readers, I suppose.
Well, I'm thinking back now to our experiences of selling Little Women at our bookshop. It's actually done quite well, especially the last few months after the movie was announced, and everybody was really keen to get back into it. And you know what? You're right. I mean, almost, I would say that all the customers who have bought the book have been women.
Mm.
And thinking back now to the sales of classics in my store, I would say that it is generally also women who buy some classics, not men.
Hmm, interesting.
I know that we're trying to say definitively one way or the other that, you know, men just don't gravitate towards Little Women because of that, because of the female element, and hence they deem women's stories to be less important. I think the evidence seems to indicate that, but I wouldn't be able to say with any certainty that that's the case.
Of course, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, we're generalizing somewhat, and I'm just trying to tease out from at least one male reader's perspective anyway. If we just come back to the movie, and even though we haven't had a chance to watch it in Malaysia yet, but if we look at it hypothetically, awards voters, who are mostly men, are not watching it, mm-hmm. and therefore not giving it a boost at the, you know, Oscars and Golden Globes and all of mm-hmm. that. So it sort of loses out on that promotional mm-hmm. value. Do you think that then the movie, it's always, this story actually is always going to be stuck in the female perspective and will never be able to even reach a wider audience as a great entertaining movie, for instance? Mm-hmm.
I have to admit that I'm probably not as frequent of a moviegoer as most people are, and I really don't know what goes into the award process or the politics of of the movie awards business. But having said that, though, I think on the face of it, I definitely agree with you that if movies featuring women by women are not getting the same amount of publicity or promotion as their male counterparts, then certainly we would lose out as a viewing audience. But I think that has more to do with the fact that she expects it to be an excellent movie featuring a stellar cast based on a story that's solid and entertaining. I think when it comes down to it is that if it is an excellent movie and it's not being screened or it's not being shown or it doesn't have wider reach because it's not being promoted and publicized as widely as its male counterpart, then certainly I think that has to change.
No.
Now, how do you overcome that? I don't know.
Yeah.
How do you overcome decades and centuries of gender discrimination mm-hmm. and gender bias? I really don't know. There's a really good book about that. I could suggest a really good book for you to read on that subject. But as to how to do it, if I knew, I think I wouldn't be a bookshop seller.
Well, we wouldn't be still having this conversation, right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, what I can say is that, you know, in my choice of deciding what to read, gender is probably one of the last things that I would consciously choose for. Of course, this doesn't mean that I'm not subconsciously biased towards certain stories or certain subject matters. And I would hope that gender is not one of those subconscious factors to help me make a decision. I mean, I have read a lot of books featuring female protagonists or about with female relationships, mm-hmm. Not quite like Little Women. It's never been about a slice of life type story, mm-hmm. especially one set in early 19th century America. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's never consciously a decision where I pick up a book and go, oh, I'm not reading this because this is for girls. Although, to be frank, I hate to say this, but like, for example, I don't read Danielle Steele. I don't read Mills and Boone books. Not necessarily because I think they're for women, but I think that it's a subject matter that doesn't interest me.
Hmm.
I don't want to bring gender into that distinction, but maybe there is. I think underlying all my rhetoric right now, there is maybe a little boy in me saying, no, I don't want to read a cheesy romance book for girls.
And I think that's fair. Certain genres are for certain demographics.
When it comes to character studies like Little Women, especially for when it comes to the question of whether it's relatable to men, I mean, in a sense, that question already sort of presumes that there is this one prototypical or generic type of man, and we all read the same way and we like the same things. And when you put that question to me, where I am a male of Asian descent and I deal mostly with readers who are men of Asian descent, you know, it's really, really hard for me to even sell them a work of fiction, much less a work of fiction about a bunch of young girls. You know, mm-hmm. In fact, in my story, I would say that men generally gravitate towards a nonfiction and women towards the fiction. That's the stereotype right there. I mean, I don't really have hard evidence to support that, but that seems to be the case.
So that was Fong Min Han from Lit Books, an independent bookstore here in Klang Valley, which I'm sure you can find a copy of Little Women if if you haven't already read it. And I thought it really interesting because he's not just looking at it from a reader's perspective, but also a bookseller's. And the fact is that the proof is in the pudding right there. He can tell you who's buying which kinds of books, who's gravitating towards what kinds of stories.
Mm. Yeah. So I found it I found it interesting how, you know, like some stories are stories and some stories are women's stories, right?
Mm.
So there's, for instance, like Chris Miller, the producer of the Lego movie, he actually argues that viewers shouldn't be looking at this as just a story about women's struggles. He says, for instance, that the emphasis on Jo's challenges as a budding writer is very relatable for anyone from any creative field.
Mm.
So he says it seems like it's a movie about the emotional journey of being a writer. But somehow, because it's couched through the experiences of a woman,
mm-hmm.
Inevitably it becomes viewed as for women.
I wonder if it's as simplistic as because it's called Little Women.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. And people, or were they exposed to, like, you know, we all read it as children, right? Do we know, I don't know if my brother read it as well. I don't know if other little boys read the book, but for all of us, it was a given. There was no question that you would read that
You
in
would
school.
Read that, you would read Anne of Green Gables, you read, I don't know, for me also, Little House on the Prairie, things like that, which were, yes, they were stories of young girls doing things.
And perhaps that was, you know, given to us to like, yeah, to show you how you can do well, but it's not going to be given to little boys in that sense, right? And of course, now we know there is a movement to get, you know, young boys to read books about young girls and vice versa. But maybe girls for us, you know, we just read everything in that sense,
so that's true, right? Because I was just going to say that I also read Huckleberry Finn. I also read Tom Sawyer. Yeah. I read many books about boys doing cool things as well as books about girls.
Yes.
Whereas I don't think the reverse is necessarily true. I don't think a lot of boys grew up reading books about girls.
So yeah, just looking at my own family, so there's three girls and a boy. I mean, all the girls read the Jane Austens, we read the Anne of Green Gables, my brother didn't read any of that, and he wasn't even encouraged to in that sense.
So it's how much the parents are able to really say the encouragement. Sure. At that point, I think if you're old enough to read Little Women, you'd be old enough to be making your own choices about things. And you probably wouldn't naturally gravitate to Little Women. But how much of an influence your parents can have. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I've got relatives who look down on literature written by women. So, you know, that can come down to the children as well, of course.
Yeah. And there's also the fact that apart from the title itself, perhaps already being a double-edged sword, perhaps. And then you have the fact that Little Women as a story, as a narrative, isn't this great, fantastic plot with lots of twists and turns that anyone would find relatable. They're small stories and largely centered around each sister's personal journeys. So there's the fact that it's a story driven by female characters. It's a story about women's struggles. There's no major narrative. Let's say, like, for me, the comparison comes to mind is Thelma and Louise, which is about female characters, but there's a plot there. So is that why then men also can't follow Little Women?
So I think that what you said earlier is actually interesting when you were right at the tail end of your conversation with Minhan, where you said maybe it's okay that they're different genres for different demographics. And to a certain extent, I think that might be true. It's fine if certain books are more for girls and certain kinds of stories appeal more to men. But where that becomes a problem for me, and that comparison, for instance, between, say, Little Women and Thelma and Louise, if you're judging an award or if you are writing a review as a critic, you should be able to judge quality independent of those things. Because yes, you cannot from an experience point of view, I think it might be different depending on what you're looking for as a viewer or a reader. But quality-wise, you can't say that just because even with a subconscious bias, you cannot then be excluding things just because you can't relate to it. Because then that is when it becomes a problem.
Yeah, and it's a huge problem if you are not even going to the screen to watch that movie.
Yes.
Because you simply think that this is not an important story. Already you've taken it off the table.
We did ask you over on Twitter, you know, whether you think that men are less likely to enjoy stories about women's lives. So far, about 56% of you have said yes, while another 43% of you, almost 44% of you have said no. We had a couple of comments, one on Twitter. Juan says that, in short, moviegoers will like a movie when the movie meets the fundamental objective, which is to entertain. Mm-hmm. Of course, to fulfill that requires many other elements like the story, the cinematography, and etc. Megani over sent us a message on WhatsApp. She said that, I think that stories exclusively about the lives of women, or men for that matter, are both interesting as long as they are told well. But I can imagine that the title of the book matters. A title like Little Women does skew the perception a little. When you take a book like Sense and Sensibility, which is the story of two sisters, and a lesser extent their younger sister too, I can imagine that the title might be less of a hurdle to overcome than something more female skewed, like The Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood.
Yes, that's the other one that comes to mind. Yeah, I mean, you know, not everyone agrees that Little Women has a male viewership problem. So, for instance, Arwa Mahdawi, she's a columnist at The Guardian. She wrote that the lack of male audiences is an anecdotal issue, and has actually been blown out of proportion.
Mm. Yeah, but perhaps nobody is better to judge, to be a better judge of the problem than producer Amy Pascal, who faced the same challenges 25 years ago when she was trying to push the 1994 version of Little Women to the big screen. And she says that she hadn't thought that 25 years later it would be so similar.
Mm. Mm. Maybe we need to change the...
Yeah,
the
Malaysians, the movie's not here yet. Let's go watch it regardless of gender.
Yes, I'm sure. And all evidence from critics seems to point that it is an entertaining story.
It's getting amazing reviews, mm-hmm. really. Yep. So you can continue to share your thoughts with us. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. That is all the time we have for today's show. You can look us up at on Facebook as well. Just look for BFM The Bigger Picture if you'd like to drop us a message. If you've missed any part of today's show, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my/dailydigest, on the BFM app, or on Spotify. We leave you now with Cyndi Lauper singing Girls Just Wanna Have Fun on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.